Praise the Lord forevermore. Good morning to you. It's a very happy Sunday morning, and I'm excited once again to come to you on our special broadcast, 50 Days of Blessings. This morning, I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. I read it first of all from the King James translation. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Glory to God. Now, this is a special invitation from the Lord Jesus himself to anyone who is weary, cast down, heavy laden, with so much pressure on you. He says, "Come unto me and I will give you rest." He's the only one that can really give you the kind of rest that you need. He's the only one that has it, and he's inviting us all into a life of absolute rest. Then he says, "Take my yoke upon you." Now, what is a yoke? Some of you may have seen it before. It's that contraption that is put on the necks of two animals to lock them in step and cause them to move together at the same pace. It pulls their efforts together so that they're able to do more than what each one of them would have been able to do on their own. Sometimes it's taken as a sign of bondage, but the Lord Jesus does not give us a yoke of bondage. In fact, he says, "Take my yoke upon you." In other words, it's an invitation. It's not a matter of force. He's not forcing you to take his yoke. He's inviting you to take it, and he gives you reasons why. Praise the Lord. So he tells you, "Take this yoke on you. Walk in lockstep with me. Let's put our efforts together." Maybe you have been trying to get something done. You've not been able to do it by yourself. You need somebody. You need a partner. You need somebody to work together with you, to collaborate with you, to move the work forward. "Take my yoke upon you" is an invitation. It says, "And learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Now, I want to read this to you from the Amplified Translation because it expands it a bit. Remember, the Amplified Translation just focuses on words and expands the words in all their meaning. So this one says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened." Do you feel overburdened? The Lord says, "Come to me and I will cause you to rest." Oh, hallelujah. "I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls." What an invitation to you on this Sunday morning. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart." So he's not a slave master. He doesn't want to control you to make you do what you don't want to do. No, he says he's gentle, humble, lowly in heart. He says, "If you take my yoke upon you, you will find rest." I'm reading the scripture now in the Amplified. "You will find rest, relief and ease and refreshment and recreation and blessed quiet for your souls." Oh, glory, glory be to God. Take the yoke of the Lord upon you. Put your life together with his. When you walk with him, you will discover that those things that were so troublesome and burdensome to you, they will melt away. Oh, praise the Lord forevermore. Verse 30 says, "For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to be borne." The Lord is not going to ask you to do something too difficult for you to do. He's not going to try to oppress you or demand from you what you cannot give. He says his yoke is easy. The things he requires of us are so simple. Can you imagine that? For you to receive eternal life, all you have to do is believe on him in your heart and confess with your mouth, and you receive eternal life, that blessed life from above that brings mastery, that brings control, that brings divinity into you. What it requires for you to do is so simple. For you to receive salvation is just to speak. The things that the Lord requires, they are just so easy. Let's read it from the Message translation. Oh, this one says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion?" I think I can hear somebody saying, "Yes, I think I am." The Lord says, "Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly." How can you hear these words and refuse the invitation of the Master? If you've not been born again, today is a day for you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and as the Lord of your life. when you walk together with him, he says, let us walk together and work together. Those things that were so difficult for you to do by yourself, now you have a partner. Now you have a helper. Glory to God. And all he requires for you is to give him your life. I also want to read this from the Passion Translation. The very same scripture, it says, are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Come to me. I'll refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine. That's it. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways and you will discover that I'm gentle, humble, easy to please. The Lord is so easy to please. You will find refreshment and rest in me. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. I want to invite you today to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. He wants to bring you refreshing. He wants to bring you a renewal. He wants to walk with you and work with you. He wants to take hold with you in the challenges of life that you face. All he requires is for you to take his yoke upon you. In the next few minutes, Pastor George is going to lead you in the prayer of salvation. I want you to say that prayer with all your heart. God will hear you and answer you, and you will discover a life of rest and quiet in the Lord. And remember, we are preparing for a night of blessings on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025, from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. There is so much rest for you in the Lord. There is so much peace. There is so much quiet for your soul. And the Lord wants to bring a new season of rest and refreshing into you at this program. Start preparing now. I want to hear from you today that you are planning to come. So call us on the number 090-764-15312. You can also send an SMS to that number to let us know that you're coming. Start preparing now. It'll be a night of immense blessings in your life. You'll discover your way in the Lord. You'll discover the direction he has called you to go into. Your life will not be the same again. It'll be a night of peace, of rest, of healing, salvation, testimonies, and joy in the presence of the Lord. Blessings will locate you on that night, and you will leave with a special touch from God that will set you on the course for the rest of your days. Stay tuned for the remaining part of the program, and don't forget to let me know that you are planning to be there. I want to know so we can prepare for you and prepare how to locate you wherever you are in the city of Lagos. We're going to have free buses to pick you up and return you to your destination. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Mam, for the consciousness of our oneness with the Lord as we take on his yoke. We live every day keeping company with the Lord, acknowledging that he is our partner and our helper who wants to take hold with us in the challenges of life. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you've been invigorated by the words of blessing from our dear pastor, Diola Phillips. She said, by inviting us to take on his yoke, the Lord has invited us to a life of absolute rest because he is not a slave master. This is so because the Lord's yoke is not a yoke of bondage, but one of partnership and collaboration that brings blessed quietness for our souls. Glory to God. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, if you are not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, for by your word and by your spirit, these ones shall fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy your life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. And if you've been blessed by these 50 days of blessings broadcast with Pastor Diola Phillips, and you have testimonies to share, you have questions, you have prayer requests, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Again, the number is 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, please let us know what your request is, and we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this is one night you don't want to miss. It's a night of transformation for you. It's a night of victory for you. A night of the word, a night of praise, a night of worship. It's a night of salvation, a night of testimonies, a night of the miraculous. So remember, a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations, please go online to anightofblessings.org. anightofblessings.org for your free seat reservations and other information concerning the program. And if you live in Lagos, please let us know, because we do have free bus shuttle arrangement to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program. So for inquiries concerning the free bus shuttle arrangements, please reach us on 0907-641-5312. The number again is 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much. So remember once again that a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips is coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. And for your free seat reservations and other information concerning the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And for all other inquiries or information concerning the free bus shuttle arrangements, please reach us on 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy gbe kale ale ibukun pelu oniwasu Diola Phillips ojo jimo ojo kejila osu kesan odun 2025 lati ago mefa irole ni Tafawa Balewa Square Eku Wambi asale rapada ati yipada oko fe wa fun onikaluku lati Marina titi de epe e paradi fun agba iyanu ti ko ti isele ri fun aye e lo si anightofblessings.org tabi ke pe wa sori number yi 0902 7416 3 1 2 fun bossi e ranti lati fi aye sile fun bossi lori number yi lekan si 0907641-5312 ipade di ojo na.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available on the island from Marina to
get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 0907641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 0907641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say